You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We finally have a follow-up report from the Thursday Wire about the opening of Samoa House and the importance of libraries from producer Oscar.
On Thursday the 20th of September, host of the Thursday Wire, Lachlan, spoke to Catherine Arkamp about the creation of the Samoa House Library. Later that week, I went to the opening of the actual space to discuss with guests and hosts alike the importance of such spaces as Samoa House Library and the need for creative commons and the creative industries to be supported following the preemptive closing of the Fine Arts and Creative Industries Libraries at the University of Auckland.
I think that with like dwindling funding for public services and cuts to the arts, it's really important that we have localized organizations that are contributing to the continuation of public resources such as libraries.
Creative commons spaces are important because we're in a field where we rely so much on our community, and in losing the Elam Library we're losing a space where we can work together. It's one of the only kind of shared learning spaces at Elam. That's shared between, you know, all years and postgrad and also the community. So Samoa House Library, we hope, will become a space where people can meet others, they can get to know people from different universities or different generations, and whether it's by looking at their books in the catalogue or through actually meeting them working in the space.
I think they're intrinsic to just the community in general. Without them, we don't have half the joy and half the brightness in our country, or just in the city, and we need them, and places like this are going to help facilitate that and allow people to thrive.
Strategic direction of what's important for New Zealand's economy is STEM subjects, so that's reflected in how, the funding distribution at the university, and they're just acting accordingly, which is unfortunate. I think it's really short-sighted and narrow-minded. It's a certain conception of what's valuable economically. This kind of space or spaces like it don't necessarily earn money, but they're valuable to the people that use it, and that's an economic value that should be recognised.
The Samoan House Library, I guess, is the new house of the library where we have to go, because as everyone here, we're all wanted to go creative spaces. And I think it's kind of sad as well, we're talking about the topic, the Elam Library was closing. So then it's kind of nice that someone had decided to take initiative rather than, oh shit, it closed and there's nothing we can do about it. In my own university of AUT, they've decided to downsize their library as well to make it more of a common shared space, and they want interactions and foster of ideas. But then in doing so, I find they destroy the ideas that would have been created by, hey, I don't know anything about ABC, let's go get a book. Oh no, there's no such book anymore. So then I find the creative space now by students is we all value that, and that's why we like them, but then they don't ask student opinion about the student space. So then as a whole, I would have said that it's kind of sad that they're like, oh, we want to foster an interaction and make our library like the Swedish models and stuff. But to do stuff like the Nordic system, I find is a bit more stupid. I just want an area where there's books and there's a talking area where you can discuss ideas.
Well, I find it fascinating that this place is coming together, because I think it's an interesting time that has taken place just after the arts library closed down. Yeah, and this, from what I understand, is a direct reaction to that.
Yeah.
And of course, while it's not going to replace all that, you know, the actual library, this is absolutely amazing kind of manifestation of like, well, you're closing that one, cool, we're going to open our own space and develop that. And that is, yeah, very, yeah, that's great. This is a places where people in our very much isolated lifestyle have a chance to actually come together and talk about things, especially if they're sort of themed places where you know that, okay, this is an open place where you can discuss things and perhaps find out that there are other people who are walking the same streets as you are, who are also unhappy about a lot of things, and that you're not the only one, and kind of get the conversation started.
Tertiary institutions are run with education as profit instead of the intention of just learning or intellectual upskilling, as opposed to providing a product. I think Samoa Library House is an important resource to both a community and its like inhabitants, like individuals and the community, because with the closure or indefinite closure of the Elam School of Fine Arts libraries and other libraries operated by the University of Auckland. It's closing not just a library but a hub of communal and cultural exchange. And so Samoa House is hopefully going to provide a new hub or location for which those exchanges might happen.
That was The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.